Blacksburg, that area of the world, a 25, 30 miles airline to Blacksburg. I go down that area a couple of times. So I go to Atlanta, I actually go that way. I drive and head down 81 to 77 and go from there. Love that area of the world. Real pretty. Alrighty. We'll let you go. Alright. Who is the other station with a question before we go to Z1? Alrighty. Well, KC2Z, KD2, KB2ZUM, I'm sorry. K2BAR. Welcome aboard.
Good evening, and Happy New Year to everybody. It's KC2ZUM, and some people here I haven't talked to in a while. Before anything else, I would like to just get Mitch's full call sign there. He's still in the industry. That I was with WPIX TV for 25 years as an engineer and primarily a master control. And I just wanted to get his call sign so I could try to catch up with him at a later date or email him something like that. Back to net control.
Connected KC2ZUM.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. His call is Kilo Mike 4 Golf Hotel November.
Okay, thanks very much. We're able to pick that up. I'm coming in on RF right now, and just wondering if we're coming in all right. Actually, I was tuning around the band here. I was doing some HF, and I turned to this repeater and heard the net there. So I said, let me jump in there for a few minutes and wanted to just give a happy holiday greetings to everyone. And I'm not sure if our CBS Retirees Net is meeting tomorrow or they took a break for the holiday, if anyone might know that. And then I'll just stand down and let the net get back into the business there. Back to net control.
Well, it's not a national holiday normally, so I would think they would. 9 a.m. tomorrow.
AC2T.
AC2T, go ahead.
Alan, there is no net tomorrow. Monday we start off. Bob decided to cut it down until Monday.
Okay, thanks, Paul. All right, yeah, because I wasn't on the last two nets, and I wasn't on the 20-meter broadcaster's net. I've been away. So thanks very much for that. And again, hello to everyone. I'm going to stand down and listen here. Oh, by the way, Paul, I just want to let you know that on my 20-meter dipole, I was actually able to get on to 75 meters with a tuner, which is pretty good. And that was a new one for me. So you never know what can happen sometimes with these dipole antennas. But in any event, let me stand down with the net, get back in the place there. And good hearing you again in there, Paul. And speak with you on Monday there. Thanks for letting me in. This is KC2ZUM. We'll be monitoring for a bit there. Back to net control.
Yeah, I mean, happy birthday. Happy New Year to everybody. And I'll be standing by and listening. Gordon, you got it. This is AC2T, and I'll be QRT.
Very, very good, Paul. Question, were you on the test team that tested KM4GHN?
I believe I was, if he remembers. So, anyway, like I say, we're there every Saturday, and, he's welcome to come back and take a look at what we've got up there. I know he was quite impressed. So, back to net, AC2T, we'll be listening.
And that's over in Yonkers, right, at the police precinct?
Oh, no, it's up in Armagh at Mike's QTH.
Oh, it's in Armagh now. Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. So that's even better. And KA2FBL is the contact at AWRL.net or AC2T at AWRL.net if people want to come by. All people wanted to come for a test session, they would email either you or Mike.
Correct.
Very good. Alrighty. Very good. Alan, thank you for chiming in, and Happy New Year to you too as well. Alrighty, so we got some of the stuff. Anybody want to jump up and say pick me for some of the cool stuff they might have gotten for Christmas, or anticipating doing in amateur radio, or proud of what they did this past year in amateur radio? Please call K2VAR. We'll go in interest order. We'll try that.
WA2UMP.
Jim, your ball.
Okay, Gordon. Part of the fun of ham radio is planning out what the next acquisition will be. And this year, I received a CS700 for my birthday earlier in the year. You did see that at one of the local ham fests a little earlier this year. Anyway, it led to a whole new interest in DMR. So this coming year, I plan to expand my horizons a bit, get a mobile station. I may get the CS800 if that gets good reviews, and if it doesn't get good reviews, I'll get the. I will be getting probably a Motorola. I'll splurge, get a Motorola 5550. Also, I do like good audio, so after reading a review and talking to a couple people, the review in January is QST, PALSTAR SB30H speaker, supposed to have excellent audio and doesn't prove ordinary audio to some degree through some of their magic, yet unspecified, but everyone says good things about it, so I'll probably be getting the DMR mobile and the PALSTAR speaker to go with that this coming year.
Oh, and that's biffy. Very nice. So, just for reference, the CS700 is a UHF Moto Turbo or DMR radio. And what is the 800?
Now, the 800 is basically the CS700 on steroids. They're coming out with a mobile version of it. It's basically the same thing, very similar software. It will have a detachable faceplate. And that's going to sell for, it'll also be UHF, and it'll sell for $280. And that will be released within the next few months. There's some pictures of it now on, if you're a member of the Reflector. So, good things to come.
Very good. And what Motorola radio does the CS700 magically look like that normally costs about $700 if it says Motorola on a label instead of, CSI?
Well, it might look like a 4550, okay? And again, comparing Motorola and comparing CS700, you know, the Kinect systems, kind of like comparing a Hyundai to a Lexus. Both of them work very well. The Motorola costs three times as well. The CS700 works almost as well for about one-third of the price. So, to answer your question, it pretty much looks like the 4550.
All right, Pete Malone, NJ2SM, had his at a recent luncheon, and he said when he saw the Kinect systems, he said it was pound for pound the same radio, with the label was the difference.
Well, he must be talking about one of the handhelds, and the Motorola does cost about, it costs about three times as much, and is made with minor components, so there's a question of how much better does it work. I wouldn't say it's exactly the same.
You said the housing was the exact same.
Yeah, I couldn't comment on it.
Okay. Well, he was pretty adamant on that point. And so, I don't know about made with lesser components. I'm not convinced of that either. But seeing is believing, when I put them together at the same time and get a chance to evaluate them that way, then we'll make a judgment. But, very, very interesting nonetheless, to say the least. It's pretty cool stuff. Anybody else?
Okay.
Don.
Well, I think the Christmas time was good to me. One of the things I was under the Christmas tree was an Alpha Delta four-position antenna switch. A place switch that I have in here now that's quite up to what it ought to be. That's going to be one of my projects, is to hook that up instead of the current switch, so I can hook up one of four different antennas. And speaking of antennas, I will want to do is get my 40-meter dipole up again. I got a pole mounted in the backyard. I bought it off X Engineering. I got about a 20-foot pole back tied to the chain link fence. Got my N-fed wire on it now, but I want to hook one end of the 40-meter dipole onto it. And the center of the 40-meter dipole will be on my 6-meter mast, right below the 6-meter antenna, and then the other part of it will go with my television antenna mast on the main part of the house, and bent off from there to whatever I can tie it off to, so I can get the 40-meter dipole with its 15-meter capability, and I want to add an 18 megahertz wire to it also. I can get that band up there too, bands for the antenna system. And I've got trying to get NAVASA and K1N, which is going to be on in the beginning of February. It's the only entity in North America that I haven't worked or haven't even confirmed. Big the expedition coming up, and the other thing is I'm trying to get 100 confirmations on DX confirmations on the 17 meter band. I'm just about 72 now. I've got a couple cards out, and if I have to send about 20 more cards out to make 100. That's where I'm at. Back to that. W2JEK.
Well, that's excellent, excellent, excellent. All right, anybody else want to jump in? Got 20-odd guys here. You going to tell me that nobody got anything for Christmas or Hanukkah or just because? Or no one had any accomplishments this year or has any aspirations for next year? Come on, boys. You can do better than that.
K2BAR, W2LCN.
Yeah, I'll shame somebody out. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I picked up one heck of a gift. This thing is an AEA Time Wave PK-12 with about 32 kilobytes of memory on it, and it's the best TNC I got for Christmas. I picked it up at the Fairlawn Club for $5 with some extra cables, and it works. It's awesome. Carl, W2KBF, jumped on. I was working through the PuTTY terminal because I had no software, and he jumps on here and starts basically texting back and forth through one of the DigiPeters right around here. And I gotta say, it was just awesome. So I've interfaced that TNC with my Kenwood TMV71, and I'll tell you, it is just awesome. It's going back and forth during the net, picking things up, simultaneously spitting bits of data back on the bulletin board system, and I'm loving it. So it's a good way to wind down the year. I got the WinLink 2000 set up for the HF emails. It was a very good year, and I'm looking forward to working over with Fairlawn and everybody over there to kind of just bring about some new fun stuff. I know Randy's got some great things with the mesh network, and I can't wait to see what's going on because it's like mind-blowing things. But anyway, this is Whiskey 2. Lima Charlie November, back over to you, K2VAR.
Very good. There you go. All right, anybody else? I'll dish a couple of projects. Number one, I made a simple little switch box, 10 switches, LED backlit when they're active, bat handles for my cars so that I don't have to go switchy or unplug stuff, access power distribution and things like that. It does require that I use fused lines, and I do. The 25 amp fused line coming in is fused on each lead and coming off of a battery bank that's charged by the by my vehicle switched power in the back. and that uses a stack of 12 ampere hour sealant acids, and I'm about to go get some more to make that work. Although I have an odd number, and I got to figure out they come best when they're shipped in pairs, but I got to come up with one more to make the battery bank even. But I mean, they're going to have 36 ampere hour, or probably not 36, either 72 or 96 ampere hour, which is the goal in the back of my car. And got that working, got some mesh stuff improved on lately. I've been pretty happy with getting the tunnel up when I had it up, and then they changed the protocol and I had the chance to chase that. So, but that'll be solved this week. And hold on. I got a trailer project that is just waiting for some time when the weather's good to get that squared away, and that's going to be kind of fun. It's going to be an evolving project, a mobile radio platform with power sources and antennas and antenna supports and a small tower, which I have, and some other goodies, and that's working along pretty well. Then, let's see what else. Oh, and then I've been playing with a Raspberry Pi as well as a BeagleBone. Got all the components for that to make a Asterisk remote base, an All-Star remote base, I should say, and that's kind of stabilizing my VoIP phones, and I'm going to put that up on the net too, and eventually I'll have the ability to run phones on the mesh across the cellular internet from a mobile deployment, and be able to go from there. That's going to be kind of neat, as well as dialing into remote radios via the All-Star network, and that's going to be pretty cool. So we'll get that squared away in due time as well. So those are kind of the various projects I've got going. I got some interesting work projects as well, but can't talk about those here. Oh, I did buy something interesting. Santa bought me an RF Explorer. If you look at nuts about nets and RF Explorer, I bought the high-end model, which was all of like $260 and $50 for some extra software, and it's a nice little handheld spectrum analyzer. It's good to 2700 meg, so pretty nifty stuff. Downside is the lowest frequency it covers is 15 megahertz, but I can live with that. So, with that, anybody else?
KD2CWW.
Mr. Chris.
Well, for Christmas I got myself involved in getting the license, but I also got the wife to give me blessings for anything I want to buy.
But you did buy her a new house.
Yeah, it is a good compromise, though, because now she's going to let me do whatever I want outside.
Oh, she gave you the dog house to sleep in, too?
And she put a pillow in the shed for me.
Very nice. That's good. Well, you have the advantage of, like me, where at one point or another your wife has held a ticket. Mine still does, but that does certainly improve the appreciation for things.
Plus the fact that she is going to tutor me for getting my extra.
I'd say she should get her ticket, though. You'd have a kick time doing that. I know my wife likes the HF radio in the car, especially when we travel.
I'll put my IC7000 in the vehicle when we go away, but before I can even unload the luggage, she makes me take it out.
Well, I don't know why, but okay.
Okay, back to net, KD2CWW.
Well, in March, we've got what's probably going to be a driving trip to our good friends in our good friends. Let me hear. Let me try that again. Our oldest son in Phoenix. So, who's in town this week? KC2SQB. He's in town, so it's kind of fun. And his girlfriend came up from DC, so we've been enjoying their company this weekend. And tomorrow we're going to a hockey game. Pardon me, which is why I'm not going to the game. I'm going to the Fairlawn Club tomorrow night, but it's kind of a family outing to the hockey game, so it'll be fun. Alrighty, anybody else?
2ZUM.
Alan, go right ahead.
Okay, before I continue, I'm coming in an RF. Is the signal clean enough, or should I go over to Echo Link?
You're good, go ahead.
Thanks, okay. I'm going to try to keep it short and break it up, because I'm coming in on an amplifier as well. Accomplishment that I made last year, as you know, I'm in an antenna-restricted condo over here, and anything that they see outside by way of antennas is a hefty fine. So I finally did a stealth design here for my UHF antenna. I have a Yagi, which I have outside in a large plastic storage container, and I put that out there and tested it. It's working very well, so I finally have something outside. I'm going to put my 220 antenna outside as well, probably next week. Right now, I'm operating off the GP1, which is indoors, through a 100-watt power amp. The main biggest accomplishment, let me drop, was in the 3 years that I've been living up here, the shack is on one end of the house, and where the antennas are, my indoor antenna farm, it's like about 100 feet away from the shack. And all these years, I've been running through over 100 feet of coax, LMR 400, with dealing with a tremendous amount of signal loss. About 2 months ago, I basically put all my Motorola's in the primary rigs that I use on the other side of the house, and bringing the remote control heads in the shack and controlling them with 8-conductor telephone wire and putting a couple of beads on there to knock down the RF, in which I'm using that right now, and that's enabled me to have the transceivers going through 15 feet of coax, which is much better now and with very little signal loss. So that was my main achievement. Unfortunately, as some people know, I'll be making a permanent move from here to Florida to assist my parents sometime next year. And that'll be a whole different setup. But the unfortunate part is after being here for 3 years, suffering with indoor antennas and finally accomplishing something on the outside and being able to have fun with it, I'm going to have to break everything down soon. But I guess that's life. there are some future projects coming up, but I'll mention those at a later time and let someone else get in there and hear what they have to say. Thanks very much. Back to Net Control. This is KC2ZUM.
Very good. That is excellent. And that won't go to waste. All that expertise will magically get some good use. So good for you, Alan. Anybody else? Alrighty. Do I need to call names? Nah, I don't have to call names. Actually, I'm going to call one in particular just because I'm going to be a bit of a jerk, actually. W2S, what do you think, Randy? What are you up to? Ah, he's smart. He's not in the shack. Alrighty, fair enough. Anybody else want to talk about either accomplishments, goals, aspirations, etc.?
KM4GHN.
KM4GHN, good, Mitch.
Well, you know, I'm apparently got an itchy PTT triggered finger here, but I'm going to have to attenuate that. Accomplishment, I did happen to get to replace my Bird 43 RF meter with a used one. It's been calibrated for $70, and I'm back in business. I got a box full of slugs. I'm starting to build up my my kit, more in the amateur world. So looking forward to that. Hope to talk to you guys in the future. Thanks a lot. This is Cam 4. GHN out. Have a good night, everybody.
That's good stuff. I like that. Very good. And you got your ham ticket. That's another point not to be lost.
Well, it was only a tech, and I have to be completely honest. I went ahead and tried the next level up and missed it by 2 questions, but I got to learn some of the frequency tables here. Have a good night.
You know, that's hardly a, a big fail, you know what I'm saying? Good for you. That's excellent. Good for you. Anybody else? Alrighty, anybody else want to talk about anything else on the net? Well, I guess then we're done. Well, this has been a fun net. And I again want to wish everybody a happy new year. And we look forward to chatting with you a few more in the new year. For those who are going to be at the Fairlawn Club, good luck tomorrow night. We'll see you at Fairlawn. I won't see you at Fairlawn, but Randy and others will. Jim and others. And for those who are able to, we'll see you at the Barra meeting on Sunday night. That should be fun as well. And like that there. So with no further ado, I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club producer, the repeater. Look forward to seeing everybody at the Barra meeting on Sunday. Maybe at coffee tomorrow. I kind of doubt it, but what the heck, I might shoot over there real quick. And with no further ado, I'll wish everybody a fine, happy new year. And we'll chat with you later. This is K2BAR W2TTT signing clear. And wishing you a happy, happy new year.
KC2ZUM disconnected.
Hey, KD2CWW monitoring.
KD2BOR monitoring.
Happy New Year, Rock. KC2ZUM.
Hey, happy New Year also to you. Sounded good coming in on RF tonight. I was really surprised. I'm at home yet. I didn't go to the shop, but you sounded really good, Alan.
Thanks very much. We try over here. the only problem is when I'm coming in on RF on the amp now, I keep setting off the heater furnace, which is gas. The ignition part of it keeps flip-flopping, so I have to turn the heat off when I want to use the amp.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, so mighty chilly up there where you are, so I guess you might need some heat. Okay, Alan, happy new year again to you and yours, and we'll be standing by. KD2BOR.
Thanks very much, and same to you. We'll talk to you soon. KD2BOR, KC2CUM. Will be clear for now.
Rocky, you can still go down to the shop tonight?
Always. I like to fool around on a computer, and believe it or not, for the past 3 nights that I've been there, I've been going, starting to put a little time into the extra pool. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did a couple of tests on QRZ, and, 37, 39, and 41, so I'm starting.
A lot of it's pretty basic once you start going through, and I'm starting to find that out, just like I did with the tech, just like I did with the general, but my problem is the same problem you have when it gets into the math there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's what I figured. But
learning the questions.
It was a little chilly outside today, but when the girlfriend took her father out for his pickets and stuff, I was in the truck playing around with the 857 again. Plugged my LGD meter into it on top of it as I moved the control head off the top of the where I had the 235. I moved it in a different place, and I finally got the I'm starting to learn that OPEC antenna a little better. I did a little tuning on it the day for 10 meters, and I basically got no SWR showing when I'm on 10 meters now.
That's good. Yeah, I gotta look into that antenna, because I don't have the money for a screwdriver right now.
KD2BOR, neither do I, to be honest with you, but it's workable. You said your friend's got one. You got to get, you know, it takes a little bit of tuning, but I got it working 10, then I'm going to start fooling around with 15, and then go to 20. As a matter of fact, I got to get your programming system back to you. But another thing I did do, I changed the coax going to the mount. I took off that small, thin stuff, and I put together a lead the other day at the shop, and I'm now running RG58 to it, and that seemed to have brought the SWR down a whole lot.
Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, I was actually thinking, if I got a hold of you later, I was going to tell you maybe I might take a run down tomorrow night.
Yeah, very good. I'm there every night, Chris. It doesn't matter. The only night I'm not going to be there again is when I got to go back in for this next procedure. But here we're going in for the procedure. The last time I only missed Monday night. I was back there Tuesday night, Wednesday morning.
K82CWW. Yeah, I remember that. I was laughing.
All right, let me do a few things around here. I don't know how long you're going to be up. If you're not going to be, I'll be on this repeater and probably listening to the other one. And I've been listening to a few other guys on another repeater because this one's been so dead at night and nobody around. So let me say 7-3 for now, Chris. Good talking to you. And hopefully we get an eyeball tomorrow night. KD2CWW, KD2BOR.
All right. Yeah, I'll be back on in a little bit.
KD2CWW. Gen monitoring.
K82CWW.
I just went to the shop to turn my heat on. I got the 24-hour timers there, but I'm a little early tonight. I'm at the quick check. I'll be out. KD2BOR.
that 392M?
M is in Mary. All right, punch in, just punch in HF mobile antenna, and it'll bring you to the ones they have.
All right, let me look at this. Let me look at this while I get another glass of water.
All right, 82BOR. If you're back, this 392M gets a 5.05 rating on EHAM.
Yeah, I just walked in. Let me check it out. Oh, there's a video. Let me watch the video.
Yeah, there's one guy with a Chevy Suburban. He'll tell how he went overboard with his ground straps. I was just watching that.
KD2CWW. She walked in here. She's like, where are you going to put that? I said, I'm going to drill a hole in the trunk. She's like, here we go.
Time for a good old-fashioned ball mount.
Yeah.
It don't look bad. I didn't see anybody else sell on the 600 that I got. The ones that are on eBay are the 400s. You know what I wanted to ask you? I was looking around for a duplexer yesterday. One of the reasons why I want to go with a standalone 220 antenna at the shop here. I can't find a duplexer to let you put 2 meters and 440 through one side and 220 through the other.
Yeah, it's a non-existent animal. What I had to do here was I have a triplexer that does 2 meter 220 and 440, and what I did was I took the 2 meter and the 440 and I put it into a duplexer that then combines the 2 meter 440 into a single, and then I could then send the 220 directly into the 220.
Yeah, I was wondering how that was done, but that makes sense. Because I know John, N2IEE, I think he's using an antenna switch, but I usually monitor three bands at one time during the day, so I don't want to be fooling around with an AV switch. I got that here already.
Yeah, if you want to run a dual band 2 meter 440 and 220, that's the only way to get about it.
I think I'm just going to wait and see what I get for my birthday tomorrow. Maybe another HRO gift certificate will pop in. I got one for Christmas for $100, but that ain't enough to buy the CA Super 22.
That one has the leads coming off of it, or that has the SO239s. I can't remember which model number is which, and mine's buried behind my radios.
No, the CA Super 22 is an antenna.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the, yeah, you're right. The triplexer that I have has the wire leads coming out of it.
Yeah, you bought that at the Barra Ham Fest, I think the first time I met you, right?
Yeah, I kept going back to the guy, finally he took the price down, remember?
Oh yeah, I remember. That's the day I met Sean too. See if he had any CDs. You know, I did have a question tonight, but I never asked it because I forgot the guy from the Barra Club is in there telling everybody about the testing. I want to ask him if he knew possibly why I didn't get a new paper license in the mail.
Yeah, that is a good question. Because, I mean, even on my paper slip here that I have, it says that it will be mailing my new license.
Oh, I still got that when I saw Paul. But they won't accept that. They're really tough. I don't have to tell you. They know what... you know, I would have did the credit card thing already, but like I told you, my credit card does not match my license address, so they won't take it.
You know, I was thinking about that. I had to activate, you know, those prepaid credit cards. I just did one for my younger daughter the other day. I actually had to go online and then put her... Well, I put my name and address onto the card for it to be able to be used online.
Yeah, I know. They're just a little strict. I'm going to wait. I already put an email into the FCC. I'm going to wait for a reply. It isn't a major catastrophe that I get on that call like that quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
82 BOR. I got my headset already here with the microphone. Debbie had one of them. I think I told you that. I just got to get activated.
Oh, yeah, the one that plugs right in?
Yeah, right on top of my new Dell tower here. It's got a couple USB ports on the top, and it's got two other 1/8 plugs, one for the headset and one for the microphone. I'm just going to use it in certain cases. I'm not going to get used to that call, like that's for sure.
Yeah, I even have mine on the... I have it on the computer and on my phone. I very rarely... Excuse me. I very rarely use it on the phone, though.
I just want it for those certain times. That's it. Otherwise, I probably won't use it at all. I'll probably make sure it works, and that's it.
I actually, I get a call in every once in a while from a gentleman in Japan. I talk to him through it.
Oh, it's got its advantages. I can see that. I've seen a couple guys use it, like Alan that was on the net tonight. KC2ZUM, he uses it when he can't get in RF, when he wants to join the CBS net. I guess if you're away... Like Chawa used it when he was on vacation. That's where it comes in handy. We got to call R&L Electronics today. I want to find out what the shipping would be on that antenna from his place, because R&L Electronics is the cheapest on that CA Super 22. He's $139.95. Everybody else is $159.95.
Go outside and tell the kids to turn the TV down a little.
And I'll catch up on the mobile. I'm going to go get another cup of Joe. 82 BOR. 82 BOR mobile.
KTWW.
I heard you say you were going for a glass of water. What's that, your new regime, trying to stay off the tea?
It's one of three of my New Year's resolutions to lose weight.
Yeah, I heard you had a couple resolutions. I forget who you were talking to, but that's a good thing. I put on a few pounds this last 2 weeks, that I can tell you. I'm not supposed to be having it, but the girlfriend's always got that damn candy bowl on the dining room table, and when there's mounds in there, oh my god.
Yeah, my wife always puts stuff out. I walk past it. Every once in a while, I'll sneak an M&M.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Alright, I'm back. I'm going inside. KD2, be warm.
Alright, I'll be here. KD2, CWW.
Thank you. straight poles on the internet. They got one site for the 221. They give you all the dimensions, everything. Looks like you can build it for almost next to nothing.
I missed the first part of that. Build what?
The arrow. You know, the aluminum J-poles. I got one in Debbie's house for a 2 meter 240. I'm looking at the 221. You could probably build one of these things with aluminum stock from Home Depot for next to nothing.
Yeah, they are a very simple designed antenna.
Tell you, the one I got in her attic at her house works good. Next time I go to Home Depot, I'm going to check out what their aluminum stock goes for.
FCC database, see if it upgraded yet.
I'll be on later tomorrow.
All right, catch you later, Chris. Have a good day. 82 BOR, listening.
Yeah, what? I should go out with her early in the morning, so we go get a couple hours, run to Home Depot, do a few things, and I'll catch you during the day. Talk to you later. Kitty 2 CWW.
Probably probably aren't as bad as mine here. Okay, I'll let you get back to it. And let me know how you make out with that repeater. WA2ZOZ.
All right, very good. What I figured, Don, if I get an antenna outside the house, and don't forget, I'm below ground working with a lateral line J-pole, and if I get this thing sticking up out of the ground on top of a pipe, anything's got to be better outside than what I got inside right now, wouldn't you think?
Yep. Did you ever see those clandestine antennas that look like a vent pipe on top of a roof?
No, I never did.
Oh yeah, it looks like one of those metal vent pipes that stick out of the ceiling, like to vent a drain fumes or something like that. And what it is, they sell them. It's an actual antenna.
Boy, I would love to get up on the roof of this house, but I don't do no climbing. I don't know if my landlord would appreciate it. I'm lucky I can have that Antron 99 that I got down there.
Well, he shouldn't mind a bit, because it doesn't look like an antenna. I'll see if I can find one on the net, and I'll email it to you.
Very good. Okay, thanks, Don. All right, let me go. I only got a little bit longer to be here, and I want to try to finish this before I go to Debbie, so maybe I can try it out when I get home today. So, 73, and Happy New Year again. 82, be aware.
Hey, K-Rock, WA2ZOZ.
Very good. Yeah. I've been busy as hell. So, I meant to get on. I got on one night and